And now a story about taxes and getting by. It's tax day tomorrow, April 15th, and a new report finds that billions in taxpayer money for public assistance programs is actually subsidizing big corporations that pay low wages, so low that the workers making those wages have to turn to you, the taxpayer, for help. The report's out of the University of California at Berkeley, and it found that 3/4 of people on government assistance are members of a family headed by someone who is employed. And these families have to be on food stamps or Medicaid because they make poverty wages at low-paying jobs. Ken Jacobs is the chair of UC Berkeley Center for Labor and Education and co-author of the new report, and he says the benefits these working people draw cost the U.S. taxpayer $152 billion every year.
That's the amount that's spent each year on public assistance for low-wage workers. When workers don't earn enough to survive and support their families, then they rely on public assistance in order to make ends meet. When we look at this, it's over half of frontline fast food workers and their families, 46% of childcare workers, 48% of home care workers, and even part-time college faculty, the adjuncts, 25%. Rely on one or more forms of public assistance.
One of the key arguments from a lot of these companies that use workers at the lower end of the wage scale has been that, look, these aren't career jobs. These are starter jobs for most people. These tend to be young people. Or if they do have families, it's a multi-worker household. So it's appropriate what we pay them.
Well, real wages have gone down for people in the lower half of the income spectrum, and especially at the bottom. At the same time, we've seen job-based coverage fall by 10 percentage points in the last decade. And what that means is more and more low-wage workers need to rely on some form of public assistance to make ends meet. And when you look at these families, we're talking a very small percentage here are teenagers who, in terms of who are in these jobs. We're talking people who provide, on average, 50 to 60% of their family's income. And people stay in these low-wage labor markets for long periods of time. It's not – while they may stay at one fast food job, for example, for a short period of time, they tend to move within those industries. And so this isn't just a question of starter jobs and with a little education you can move forward. What we've seen is a hollowing out in the middle of our economy, growth at the low-wage jobs, and jobs that used to pay decent wages that allowed people to get by – the wages have gone down.
Is there any evidence that there's an actual policy calculus on the part of a McDonald's or a Walmart, take your pick of what company, that they can keep wages lower because they know that the taxpayer is backing up a lot of the other expenses that perhaps a competitor would have to pay or they would have to pay if they had higher wages?
Well, 2 points on that. One is we do know that Walmart and McDonald's do help workers sign up for those public assistance programs. But also, if we look in the data, that there's good research evidence that wages have gone down, for example, in response to the earned income tax credit. EITC is an extremely important program, and it brings families out of poverty. It has long-term positive effects on children's education. But at the same time, we know about a third of the benefit is passed on to employers in the form of lower wages. And so a program like EITC works best when it's matched with a higher minimum wage, which makes sure then that those benefits are going to workers and not just being passed through to employers.
Of course, well-publicized Walmart has lately agreed to pay its workers more, I think up to $10 an hour. McDonald's has raised wages in the stores that it controls, not the franchise stores. How far does this go to the problem that you're talking about?
Those increases are small. In the case of McDonald's, it's a small fraction of the workers, and it's a very small wage increase. Walmart's doing it more across the board, but still we're talking $9, $10 an hour. What we're seeing now in a number of the states is are considering minimum wages that are much higher than that. California's considering 13, some other states 12. That's where you start to really push it up to the point where fewer and fewer people need to rely on public assistance programs.
Ken Jacobs is chair of UC Berkeley Center for Labor Research and Education. Thanks for joining us, Ken.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.